right, we got to get working now. Let's go. Hey, first.
Live from the AM 1300 The Zone studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Friday Night Countdown. Everything high school football in Central Texas. Let's get to it. Here's your host from Texas Sports Monthly, Russell Dowden.
All right, welcome to the Friday Night Countdown. It's playoff time here in Central Texas and all over the great state of Texas. Steve,
love playoff time, man.
This
love
is great. Playoff this time. Is the fun stuff right here. This is what we. This is the second half of the season getting going here tonight.
This is where it all counts, you know. Every game, do or die. Your season is on the line.
Well, all the coaches, as you've have discussed all season on Coach's Corner, or anytime we're interviewing them for Texas Sports Monthly, it's always talking about getting ready for the second half of the season. And here we are.
This is where you want to be peaking. You know, you want to be playing your best ball in November, December. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You're building up to this moment. We'll see which teams have done that best.
Well, you know, like we spoke with, you know, Coach Abseck at Cedar Park. They had some hinges early in the season.
Yes, they did.
Ended up losing to Hutto in a big district game there in Hutto in that rain. But they're still in it. And here they are hosting, who do they got tonight?
LBJ.
LBJ, that's right. Yeah, and my friend Mitch and Jill at Roberts Power Wash, their daughter's a cheerleader over there at the Cedar Park. So they're there.
There
so
we
hi,
go.
Guys.
Yes.
Hi, guys. Good luck
Power
to
Wash.
Good luck to the Roberts family over there as they're on their way to the stadium there in Cedar Park. But and Jaguars. They're, now, that district, these districts are beating up on each other, Steve.
Yeah, well, you know, my favorite part about the first week of the playoffs is we get to see districts match up against each other, mano-a-mano.
Right.
You know, for those of y'all that don't know how the playoffs work, it's not like we have an NCAA selection committee, you know, seeding them 1-16 or anything like that. You know, you're seeded by your place in your district, and then you're matched up against other local districts. So, you know, the Westlake Lake Travis District 25-6A, all four playoff teams will be going against four playoff teams from 26-6A, which is a mostly San Antonio district. And then the schools, 13-6A with Vandegrift, Hendrickson, Cedar Ridge, Round Rock will be going up against Houston schools from the Cypress area. And then we'll have a little Austin-on-Austin civil war going on, some blood-on-blood with 11-5A, with 11-5A Division I with Hutto, Cedar Park, Georgetown.
That's right.
Maynard going up against 12-5A Division I, Dripping Springs, LBJ, McAllen. We've already had two of those games last night. And
yeah, let's talk about those. How did Georgetown and Seguin?
Yeah, that was a big win. And yeah, if that could be a sign of things to come in this matchup.
Georgetown 21, Seguin 6 last night as the Georgetown Eagles pull out a big W over that Seguin team that we discussed last week.
Yeah, and Georgetown was the third-place team. Seguin was the co-district champs. So this was, I don't want to say it wasn't a huge upset, but again, this is where you find out where the districts really are. I was telling you this before the show. In college football, we always have these conversations about who has the best conference.
So Seguin won last week against LBJ?
No, Seguin lost.
Oh, Seguin lost to LBJ?
Yeah.
So that's why LBJ's in here this week.
Right. Yeah, LBJ, so it ended up a three-way championship between Seguin, Dripping Springs, and LBJ. But yeah, Georgetown, again, the third-place team going on the road and beating the Matadors. Seguin was coming into this game averaging 46.6 points per game and hadn't scored less than 22 all season. And Georgetown held them to 6. They got 2 second-half field goals. They never found the end zone. They were shut out in the second half. At home, and Georgetown grounded and pounded them. They rushed for 190 yards on 48 carries, only threw 19 passes, completed 14 of those for under 43 yards. That's not the Georgetown we're really used to seeing. I mean, the Eagles normally like airing the ball out, but I think they realized this a couple weeks ago against Maynard that, you know, this just isn't their normal team. And this is how they're going to win games this year. They're going to win it with defense, and they're going to win it running the football. And I think they're just now embracing that. And we'll see what Georgetown kind of does from here. They're going to have a tough second-round game, most likely playing New Caney. New Caney is 9-1 and number 10 in the Dave Campbell's 5A Division I rankings. But, again,
They could also bounce back to Hutto later in the playoffs, can't they?
Yes, they can.
They could face each other in a third round, maybe fourth round.
It'd be fourth round. Uh-huh. Or, no, maybe third round. I don't have my brackets mixed up. Hutto, meanwhile, they also won last night. Just took it to McCallum, 58-7. Not a big surprise there. It was 34-0 after the first quarter. McCallum didn't get their only touchdown to the fourth. Chukwuma Nwabuko had, what a game for him. The little scat back had 80 yards and a touchdown on 5 yards on 5 carries. Rushing the ball, he also had 77 yards and 2 touchdowns on 4 receptions as a receiver and returned a punt 65 yards for a touchdown. So
he was
doing everything last night. That kid, something else, man. And then Chase Griffin had his normal game, 20 of 24, so efficient. 337 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks, and also added 31 yards and a touchdown on the ground. So those are already 2 wins for District 11, 5A, Division 1, which is really no surprise to people who are really watching these things closely. Everyone, even before the season started, everyone felt that 11, 5A, Division 1 was one of the toughest districts in Class 5A. While 5A, 12, I mean, almost half the schools in that district are actually signed a waiver to play up.
Mostly that Austin, old Austin district.
Yeah, some of those Austin schools are supposed to be playing Division II, but they're playing Division I for travel purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So this could turn into a sweep. But again, I love seeing this, though, because you'll be surprised. I remember when I was down the valley, you know, we used to always make jokes that there was 31-5A and 32-5A, and we used to always make jokes about the Brownsville schools and 32-5A. Ah, Brownsville suck. And in the first round of the playoffs, 32-5A swept 31-5A, including Brownsville Hanna, the number 4 seed in 32-5A, upsetting the 31-5A district champs, McAllen Bulldogs.
Uh-huh.
And we came on, we had a little like Google Hangout thing we would do. And it was like, man, we're all eating crow this week, man. We've been talking dirt on Brownsville.
Is that 31-5A? The McAllen, the big matchups, the Mustangs and Bulldogs in McAllen, those are that's the big rivalry
McAllen
there.
McAllen Memorial and McAllen. There's a lot of good rivalries in the Valley, man. Say what you will about the Valley.
Westlake O'Donna.
Their rivalries are fun. Yeah. Mercedes, Ed Couch, Elsa.
Yeah, Ed Couch.
I got to do Raymondville Lyford, the old Willsey County Cotton Bowl while I was down there. but anyway, so 11-5A Division I is already up 2-0 on 12-5A Division I. The other two games that will be going on tonight, the first one is in Dripping Springs, Manor at Dripping Springs. Manor is 4-6. They are the only 5A, 6A playoff team in Austin that comes in with a losing record. But you got to look at that schedule. As we said, they play in a tough district. But even in non-conference play, they really tested themselves. They lost to Copperas Cove as a playoff team. They lost to Liberty Hill, who's a state championship contender at the 4A level, and they lost to Houston St. Pius. I think that's how you pronounce it. I might be pronouncing wrong. I don't know. But they're one of the best private school teams. They got a quarterback named Grant Gunnell, who's arguably one of the best quarterbacks in the state of Texas. He's committed to Arizona. Will play for Kevin Sumlin next year. So they're battle-tested. And that's the thing about playing in a tough district. Not only do you have to take into account, you have to take into account they played these teams, but also it toughens you up.
Right.
For these moments,
mm-hmm.
where Dripping Springs, I'm just not sure if they've been tested. You know, Dripping Springs, they're 8-2, and numbers wise, they should win this game on paper. I mean, Dripping Springs is averaging 46 points per game; they're giving up 23 defensively. But you got to look at this defense though. The numbers are interesting because defensively, they have 3 shutouts and 1 7-point game, which sounds really good, right? But the other 6 games, they've given up 30 or more. You know, and it's because the schedule is just so unbalanced. They're kind of beating up on some of these smaller Austin schools that, are playing up.
They are playing up, that's right.
So, Dripping Springs, on paper, it seems like the better team. But Manor, you know, I think they're going to be more prepared for this moment, you know, because half of Dripping Springs district games were against teams that just don't really – they just weren't very
good. And look who Maynard's got to play every week in that district.
Exactly. And so Maynard's coming in on a 3-game losing streak, all right? They lost to Hutto, Georgetown, Cedar Park, back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah.
But that's good at the same time because they come into this game ready to play. They've had 3 tough matchups in a row.
So were they third in that district?
They were fourth.
They were fourth, but they made the playoffs.
Right, well, yeah, top four. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so they got the fourth spot out of 11.
Yeah, so we'll see how this game goes. The other game is LBJ at Cedar Park. Cedar Park has not lost a bi-district playoff game since 2009. On the other end, LBJ has lost in bi-district each of the last 3 years. This is Cedar Park's first three-loss regular season of the Carl Abseck era. This is his fourth year, Carl Abseck, as head coach. But you have to take into account who the losses are to. They lost to 10-0 Vandegrift, 8-2 Cedar Ridge, both bigger schools from the 6A, and then undefeated Hutto, who's, you know, man, I mean, no one's touching Hutto right now. You know, those three teams are combined 27-2, and we're going to take into account, you know, we already talked about earlier how, you know, their last 0-2 start, they won state in 2012. Well, their last 7-3 regular season was 2014. They went to the state finals that year. That was the last year of Joe Willis as the head coach. So Cedar Park, I think they win this game, but I'm also really unsure about how far this team really goes. The math just doesn't add up here. I mean, they're averaging only 3.6 yards per carry, and their quarterback's been under 50% completion percentage in three of his last five games. Those don't add. Like, that's not going to take you far in the playoffs. And the Black Rain defense, they're just not exactly what they've been in recent years. They're giving up 23 points per game. I like what they do on the defensive line with Jacob Munoz and Ben Bell. Those two guys are players. Those two guys are straight ballers.
And then Jackson, that linebacker's Jackson something, though.
Jackson Buckingham. That was last year. He's gone. Okay. He's gone, yeah. And they've had trouble replacing him and Keegan Nichols. So, and LBJ, look, they have the athletes to hang with Cedar Park. They upset Seguin last week in an overtime comeback to clinch a share of the district title. They get stuck with a 3 seed, though, because of the tiebreakers. But these guys have athletes. I think this is really going to come down to coaching. So, you know, LBJ's got Jamal Fenner. He's a first-year head coach. So he doesn't really have a lot of experience. But just because you don't have the experience doesn't mean you're not a good coach, all right? And meanwhile, Cedar Park with Carl Abseck, he's one of the most respected guys in the city. I wonder what these guys have in their bag of tricks. You know, what I love most about the playoffs, you see all kinds of stuff.
Special teams. You know, special teams is big in playoffs.
One of the greatest games I've ever been to is when I was going to college at Texas Tech in Lubbock. Time machine. Let's go.
Steve going back in the time machine.
Man, so this was, I was going to college, and it was finals week. It was finals week, and I decided a Spanish final, and I decided to drive to campus and study on campus before going to take my final. As I'm driving to campus, I drive by the football stadium, and I see a big countdown clock on the double T scoreboard, and I see some buses outside, and I'm like, I started thinking, oh, there must be like a high school playoff game going on. Like, that's awesome. I'm going to go to that.
So who was it?
It was Wolfworth Friendship, which is just outside Lubbock. At that point in time, they were one of the Lubbock Powers. In fact, David Thomas, former UT tight end, is from Wolfworth Friendship. They were playing Denton Geyer out of the Denton area. And so I get there. I'm like, I'm going to go to play the game. So I decided to call a friend. I actually called Kate Hector of UIL. We were friends.
She knows. Okay.
For anyone that knows, that does high school, understand, she is the media coordinator for UIL nowadays. We were friends back in the day. I knew she'd want to go, so we went to the game. And this game was nuts. This game was bonkers, man. Now, Denton Geyer had J.W. Walsh as quarterback at the time. He was a sophomore. Remember the Oklahoma State guy? Mm-hmm. His dad was head coach. I'm not sure if he's still head coach. He might still. I don't know if he's head coach.
I do remember Walsh, though.
Yeah, so but he was a sophomore quarterback, and he was running around doing all these crazy Johnny Manziel things. You know, he was just an athlete. And then Friendship had a good team. They were the Lubbock Power of that time. This game, no joke, okay? This game, Russell.
I'm going to look this up. What year was this?
2008. Okay. That was a long time ago, man. This game had a flea flicker, all right? It had a double reverse pass. Okay. It had a fake punt. It had a surprise onside kick, all successful in just the first three quarters. I had to leave at the end of the third quarter to go take my Spanish final, so I didn't see how it finished. I don't know. I don't even know who won this game. I have no idea how this game finished, but I swear to you, it was the greatest game. It might have been the greatest game in the history of football.
But that's the point, and again,
you see all sorts of stuff. I mean, coaches are saving. You know, they're saving. They got this bag of tricks. They're
getting
ready
to unleash
it. They pull out the playbook
this time of year.
And you saw, Cedar Park actually last week, they had a fake punt against Maynard in the first quarter that helped them break open that game. But you see coaches save a lot in this game, and I think this is the kind of game where you're going to see some stuff. Stuff's going to go down.
Well, here we go. The second half of high school football starts tonight, and it's the Friday night countdown, kind of leading you into some of these games. We'll talk a little more of the local plays and talk a little college football, a little NFL later in the show. But up next, Coach's Corner, who'd we have this week?
Who did we have this week? I can't remember.
Coach's Corner's coming up. We'll be right back. The Friday Night Countdown, AM 1390.
Oh, Vandegrift. Drew Sanders. Vandegrift.
Coach Sanders up next. The Friday Night Countdown.
Mr. Tramp's Sports Pub is your home away from the man cave. Join us on Saturdays for College Game Day. UT fans are welcome and receive a free appetizer on game day wearing Horns gear. Mr. Tramp's offers great food, huge screens with sound, daily specials, and the best happy hour in North Austin. Check out our NFL action all day on Sundays. And Cowboys fans, when you show up in blue and white with a party of two or more, you receive a free appetizer. Mr. Tramp's offers special event seating for hosting private events and team meetings for sports groups. We host watch parties for the Tennessee Titans, Dallas Cowboys, and our home of the world champion Philadelphia Eagles.
That's the Eagles Nest, Cowboys fans. We'll see you December 9th for the rematch.
Check out the Austin Spurs watch party every match at Mr. Tramp's Sports Pub. Make sure to introduce yourself and join us in singing, "Come on, you Spurs." Mr. Tramp's Sports Pub, where North Austin goes for sports. 8565 Research Boulevard at Fairfield Lane. Or visit us online at MrTramps.com. G10 Academy, Austin's premier sports training facility. The staff here at G10 believe that with the right level of commitment combined with a highly detailed, regimented, science-based training plan, we can physically and mentally change your athlete in a way that could notably improve the quality of your athlete's athletic career with enhancement in speed, agility/jump training, advanced core development, functional strength, flexibility, nutritional guidance, and confidence. G10 Academy and Coach Granson have had the pleasure to train several of the Austin area's top varsity athletes and want to add you to our family. Please call Coach Granson at 512-953-8465 or visit our website g10academy.com or come by our state-of-the-art facility to visit in person. G10 Academy, train like a champion today.
The Friday Night Countdown is sponsored by Absolute Propane, offering cylinder filling station, propane cylinder transportation, storage, and use. Absolute honesty, absolute integrity, absolute passion, absolute propane, and all that we do. That's Absolute Propane. Visit online at absolutepropane.com. Go Roberts Power Wash is a proud sponsor of Texas high school football. Specializing in residential driveways, walkways, solar panels, pools, cars, boats, fences, gutters, and grills. Commercially, Go Roberts Power Wash also supports parking lots, sidewalks, patios, fences, roof gutters, marinas, boats, cars, and more. Visit online at GoRobertsPowerWash.com. That's GoRobertsPowerWash.com. Jason's Deli Westlake welcomes you every day at 3300 Bee Caves Road. It serves bigger choices of better food for all four seasons, winter, spring, summer, and football. Feeding school spirit, it's a family thing. Visit Jason'sDeli.com.
The Coach's Corner.
You're gonna learn today.
Sponsored by Texas Sports Monthly.
Hey, y'all, this is Steven Ryan. I got Drew Sanders of Vandegrift this week. Coach Sanders, UIL made a rule change this year that allowed top seeds in 5A and 6A to get home playoff games in the first round of the postseason. Because of that, y'all, with y'all's 10-0 record, get a home playoff game against Tomball Memorial on Friday. How do you feel about that rule change now as we enter the first week of the playoffs, and how excited are you to play in front of the home fans on Friday?
Yeah, it's a great rule. There's got to be some kind of reward for winning your district. I think that's a really big deal. So the higher seed actually gets it, and so sometimes the second place team could actually get a home game too. But the only way to guarantee yourself is to be a district champs, and so we were fortunate to do that. So yeah, we're very excited to be playing at Monroe Stadium. We generally play very well there.
Yeah, tough opponent, man. Tomball Memorial, 8-2, coming at District 14-6A. How do you feel about that matchup? What stands out to you about this team watching them on tape?
Yeah, you kind of hope winning district would get an easier first-round team. That's not the case. So we'll just take the home game. But these guys are good. I mean, they're 8-2 for a reason. They've got a great running game and a very athletic and opportunistic defense. And so it will be all that we want for sure. It should be a very good high school football game.
And one last question. I know you got loftier goals, but how proud are you for the team for finishing off the first perfect season 10-0 in Vandegrift school history?
Yeah, it is cool. It definitely is cool. It was very hard to do, but now everybody's 0-0, and so we told the team the only thing that we're celebrating at our banquet in January is a district championship. We're going to be disappointed, so hopefully we can go out on Friday night and play well.
All right, thanks for your time, Coach. Good luck on Friday.
The Coach's Corner, sponsored by Texas Sports Monthly. Let's get back to the AM 1300 The Zone Studios and your host, Russell Dowden.
All right, welcome back to the Friday Night Countdown. Good stuff, Steve. That team should be very proud. 10-0, coming out very strong, beating Cedar Park earlier in the year as a non-district game, but they've pushed on, made a 10-0, won perfect in district.
School history, man. Yeah. Not many people can make school history.
Well, I don't know that anybody in Central Texas went perfect outside of Hutto.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, that's Hutto.
I mean, that's,
yeah.
It's Hutto and Vandegrift that that's went it. Undefeated. So hats off to them. Also, player of the week later in the show is Spencer Jones, their linebacker.
Yes, sir.
Later in the program. So he was our player of the week. But, you know, this Tumble Memorial, 8-2. Not to be taken lightly tonight,
no,
Steve.
No, they're a good team. So this is actually their first year at 6A. They're kind of a newer school. Their first varsity season was back in 2012. This is their best season in school history. Their only losses are to Langham Creek, 28-21. They lost to Cy Ranch, who's one of the top teams in the state, 35-14. They got a lot of offense, man. They average close to 42 points per game. Their junior quarterback, Chandler Galban, completes 66% of his passes, 237.7 yards per game with 16 touchdowns and just one interception. So he takes care of the ball, and he gets big chunks. He averages 20.6 yards per completion. Those two things usually don't go together, you know? at running back, Christian Lauk, has 1,341 yards and 13 touchdowns. He is committed to Tulsa. And then Colbre Habermacher also has 900 yards and 12 touchdowns. So they got two guys in the backfield that can carry the rock for him. And at wide receiver, Logan Kyle with 41 grabs for 1,014 yards and 12 touchdowns. He stands 6'3" and has offers from Syracuse and Tulsa. Not as good defensively. You know, I reached out to my old colleague, Dennis Silva. He was my old boss in Laredo. He covers football for Vite Magazine in the Houston area. Mm-hmm. Kind of described this district as a lot of offense, but not much defense outside of Cy Ranch. These guys, they do get pressure on the quarterback, according to their Max Prex numbers. They have 33 sacks and 32 quarterback hurries. That's really good, but sometimes I don't trust those stats. I shouldn't say that, but whatever. Vandegrift, it's going to be a tough matchup for them. They're going to have to come out and play. Tomball Memorial, they're mostly a ground-based offense. They run the ball 73% of the time. But again, that Chandler Galban guy, he can air it out as well.
Well, Drew Dawson this year's through 10 games threw 16 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and had a going into this game through, I guess, 1,700 passing yards this year.
He's been steady. I mean,
that's a pretty good, only 3 picks.
That's a solid year, and that's what they got to do. They got to take care of the ball in this game and let the defense do their job, And that's what Vandegrift's calling card has been this year. Defense. They're giving up just 13 points per game. The most they've given up all season is 24, and that was to Round Rock, who's averaging like almost 50 a game this year. Spencer Jones, we got him on the Player of the Week this week. He is a star linebacker committed to Army. And then Jax McCauley as well. He's a junior. They're kind of the Jackson Buckingham and Keegan Nichols of
Cedar Park.
Yeah,
right.
They were line receiver. That's what Jones and McCauley do. Mm-hmm. But then they also have a pair of 6-foot corners in Reese Watson and Tim Hanna. Watson has 4 interceptions, 10 pass breakups. Tim has 3 interceptions and 5 pass breakups. When you got that size out wide at the corner position, that really frees you up. So that's their calling card. But offensively, they've been steady. I mean, they average 31 points per game. Isaiah Smallwood at running back has 1,000 yards and 14 touchdowns. So they're just going to have to do their job offensively. Defense, though, is where they're going to try to win this game. They forced 20 turnovers defensively. A few other guys I want to mention on defense is safety Javon Parker, linebacker Trevor Harris, and safety Drew Nelson. Nelson has 4 interceptions. Harris has 7 sacks. And
what are they giving up defensively in a game? What are they averaging defensively, Vandegrift?
Well, 13. They're giving up 13.
So they're giving up
13.
Yeah. So
this is going to be a tough matchup. They got them at home, though, and it's a long road trip from Houston for Tomball Memorial. But at the same time, this probably isn't the matchup. Like, I mean, you heard Sanders on the interview. It's like, we would have liked that. Someone a little, but again, this is going to be a great matchup. Again, we're talking about these districts matching up. 13-6A versus 14-6A is going to be great. The other matchups will be Langham Creek at Cedar Ridge, Hendrickson at Cy Ranch. That's going to be a dog of a game. And then Round Rock traveling to Cy Woods. So Very interesting to see if we can represent Austin well there, and just to see how all the Austin schools do as they branch out playing other city schools.
Yeah, Bowie's got a tough one tonight, Cibolo Steel.
Yeah, San Antonio. Yeah, 25-6A is matching up against San Antonio schools. You got Bowie at Cibolo Steel, Hayes at Judson, Lake Travis is hosting Smithson Valley, and Westlake hosting Schertz Clemens. With Bowie at Cibolo Steel, man, Bowie, this is the second straight year where they just injuries have just killed them, you know? I mean, look, this is a team, their hopes were tied to quarterback Trinidad Sanders, wide receiver Elijah Higgins, and defensive lineman Cooper Lakey.
Elijah's out?
Well, the thing is, none of them have seen the field at the same time. So Elijah Higgins hurt his wrist in the preseason, missed the first half of the year. During that time, Trinidad Sanders suffered a knee injury that cost him his season. And then Cooper Lakey got hurt a couple weeks ago. He's out. So now they never had all three on the field at the same time. So now they only got Higgins.
A very banged up Jeff Abel's Bulldogs team.
I heard earlier today that Kyle Carter, the leading rusher, is a game time decision after tweaking his ankle last week. So I mean, look, there's no shame in going 7-3 and making the playoffs. This might be it for them, but I know they're going to look back and kind of wonder what if at the end of the season, because just so many injuries, and this happened to him last year too. It's just such a shame, man. But Cibolo Steel, meanwhile, you know, I talked to another colleague about the San Antonio schools, David Hinojosa, formerly of the McAllen Monitor. He was down there at McAllen when I was in Harlingen, so I reached out to him. And so you look at this matchup between the 25-6A and 26-6A schools. Now, 26-6A, not as strong as usual. You know, that's Judson, Smithson Valley, Steele. And I was kind of looking at it. This district really lacks some offensive punch this year. You know, in fact, of the eight teams in District 26-6A, only one averages more than 30 points per game.
Who's that?
That's Judson. Now, they're well over 30 points per game. But
Smithson Valley, not as strong as last year's team.
No, and for comparison, in the Austin area, of our 18 6A schools, 10 are above 30 points per game. So, you know, these guys, Cibolo Steel, you know, they average 29 points per game. They give up 20.5. They sent eight seniors off to college from last year's team. So they're missing a bunch of dudes. They're still really good in the secondary, too. One of those guys they sent off was Caden Stearns here at Texas now. But they're still really good in the secondary. They got Chase Cromarty, who's committed to Texas State, Xavier Player, who's going to Oklahoma State, and then a junior named Jalen Jones, who's a four-star prospect that has drawing a lot of interest from college programs. At linebacker, they get Zion Ruffin, who's got 100 tackles, a senior. And on the offensive line, Peter Seal and Stanley March, they create a lot of holes in the run game. So, yeah, again, this isn't the best Steel team, but Steel team, you know, they're a program that's used to playing in December, all right? They've made it to at least the fourth round every year since 2010.
I saw them in 2016 in the They went to the championship game against somebody.
Yeah, so they won state in 2010, and every year after that, they made it to at least the state semifinals.
Yeah.
Until last year, they failed in the regional finals to Westlake. So they got that tradition. They got that got that attitude.
Yeah, last year they had Westlake, and Judson had Lake Travis at Memorial Stadium.
Right.
Last year.
So they're going to have a little bit of swag to them. It's going to be a tough matchup for Bowie. Hayes also is a tough matchup. Going to Converse Judson. I mean, Judson's so good.
You know, before we came on the air, Steve Sherrill and I, our station sales manager here at AM 1300 The Zone, he and I were talking about how the power of Central Texas football has shifted from some of the stronger dynamics of, you know, San Antonio, Houston, and the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Austin has been represented well, I'd say, here in the last 10 years.
Well, look, you start
to see a flux, kind of the shift of power.
Austin has grown in a lot of ways the last 20, 25 years, and the high school football has grown with it, man. It's never been better here. Never been better.
Well, you know, in the old days, another station, I was listening to another program earlier today, they were talking about how Hutto in the old days would have been a Taylor team. You know, and that was a 3A team versus McAllen Memorial, you know, the old 25-5A in Austin, and that would have been a slam dunk for McAllen years ago.
Yeah.
But that everybody's moved out there now,
right,
and the stronger teams are Vandergriff, you know, Lake Travis, you got these outside areas of town that are not the metro where everybody's living now. These are powerhouse teams in Central Texas.
Right, and it's awesome, man. It's awesome. I love it. I freaking love it. As someone that grew up here, I moved here in 92 when I was 4 years old, man. So,
well, you were a Westlake grad, and you mentioned last week that you had come from California. But that's not fair, Steve. You grew up here since you were four.
When my friends want to piss me off, they call me a Californian, and it works.
Hey,
I get very upset.
We moved here from – I was 9 or 8 when we moved to Austin from Houston. So,
okay,
I mean, I'm a transplant from Houston, but I'm from Texas. At least I could say that. Who else do we got that we need to talk about, Steve?
But, Hayes at Judson's going to be a tough game. Judson's got so much talent.
Going with Judson on that one.
Yeah, I mean
– give the edge to them.
Yeah. And then – so Lake Travis hosts Smithson Valley again. Smithson Valley isn't as strong as usual. They just had their first 4-loss regular season since 2014. They also suffered their first shutout since 1996 earlier this year. They were beat by Judson 28-0. First shutout loss in more than 20 years. Their offense is averaging 25.7 points per game. That is down from 34.8 last year. But the defense does well, and they're extremely well coached. Larry Hill is an institution there down in Spring Branch. But again, this was a close call. They actually needed a second half comeback against New Braunfels last week to even get in the playoffs. They were down 3-0 at the half, but came back to get the second half win, and they made some great adjustments. Jalen Nutt had a really big interception at the end of second quarter in that game, and when they talked to him after the game, he was like, "I knew exactly what was coming." You know, and that's a well-coached team. When the players know what's coming,
so they pulled off the LBJ Jaguar versus Seguin last week.
Yeah,
with a comeback win.
Kind of. I mean, it wasn't huge. They were down 3-0 at halftime, 120-3. Okay. But I mean, they were getting killed at halftime. I mean, they were getting outgained 200-47. New Braunfels had 12 first downs to Smithson Valley's 3. But they had Larry Hill came in. He had a great, and that's what some of the other players after the game is Hill gave this great halftime speech, and they knew coming out of the locker room they were going to come out and kick some butt, and that's what they did. So they're in the playoffs, but I think they might be mismatched here. However, the big question for Lake Travis, not just this week but going forward, what's going on with Garrett Wilson? Missed the last 3 games with a back injury, 4 of the last 5. They need him,
and
they
I don't know if LT's defense is going to carry them through a deep run this year. I think that defense is a little that it's not the offense so much as the defense as I'm concerned with Lake Travis Cavs this season going into the playoffs.
I kind of disagree with you there. I mean, they're giving up 18.5 points per game, which on paper isn't that great. But a lot of those points were given up by the second string defense in third and fourth quarters. I remember I was at the Bowie game. They ran Bowie off the field, put the second stringers in, and then they gave up 21 points. And the same thing happened against Hayes a couple weeks ago, you know? Yeah. So, no, I like what Lake Travis has on defense, man.
Well, we'll see what they do this season. I think that I've got, obviously, for good reason, Westlake's going to go a good run, I think.
Westlake's looking good, man. They lucked into the Division II bracket, which is a lot easier than the Division I bracket. Much easier.
You're right about that. And they may go very far, Westlake chaps. And who do they got tonight?
They got Schertz Clemens. Clemens comes into the playoffs on a 2-game losing streak. Lost to New Braunfels 2 weeks ago, 26-23. And then got stomped by Judson last week, 49-7. This is their second straight year in the playoffs. They lost in Bi-District last year with a senior-heavy group that included 8 college-bound players. Again, like a lot of teams in this district, their offense just doesn't have a lot of firepower, only averaging 25.1 points per game. They're giving up 22.6, but in their last 4 games, they're giving up 33.3. The strength of that defense is the defensive line. Danny Williams, Quentin Mayberry, Shadair Brown are the strength there. Westlake, though, whew, man, their defense is something else. Best defense in the city, possibly the state. They're giving up 8.4 points per game. Man, that is – man, had they had that kind of defense with Nick Foles, man. I remember, you know, we've
those
talked
about – those guys are studs.
Yeah, you know. Oh, man, yeah, they're unreal. I mean, David Neal, Jake Ellinger. Blake Chambers at outside linebacker. We haven't talked much about him, but he has 10 tackles for a loss this year. And then offensively, Taylor Anderson did not have a 200-yard passing game in any of his first 7 games, but then finished the season with 3 straight 200-yard passing games. A guy who's really stepping up for them lately is Jackson Coker at receiver. In his last 6 games, he has 20 receptions for 355 yards and 5 touchdowns. He's giving him a third option.
Him and Penny Baker really make it
up. And Mason Mangum, you know, giving him the third option with Baker and Mangum, and then a running back, Tripp Graham. I mean, he's really been been the key to this run for them this year, because you knew the defense was going to be there, and you knew Taylor and the passing game was going to do their thing, but you didn't think they were going to replace Nakia Watson. But Tripp Graham has 1,156 yards on the year. That's only 150 yards behind where Nakia was going into the playoffs.
That's huge.
That's a big deal for them, man. Hats off the Trip.
Well, you know, I was talking last week over at those guys over at G10 Academy, and they said that Tripp Graham came in there, started training in late July, and started lifting and working out with these guys over at G10 Academy. But anyway,
championships are won in the offseason, kids.
That's start in the weight room, guys. So that's kudos to our new sponsors at G10 Academy, because they did mention that to me last week when I was over there. And then we talked about that presence of the running game and having missing Nakia all season this year, but hasn't been a factor of the running game.
Hasn't been a factor. Although we brought this up last week, and this worries me a little. Blake Webster, starting center, out for the playoffs with a knee injury. He is a very, very key cog in that offensive machine.
He's calling the offensive line and all of that. So who's their replacement for Coach Dodge?
I have no idea.
Don't either.
Yeah. Some guy, a big guy, hopefully a big guy.
Hopefully
who
a big
eats
guy.
Lots of food.
I don't know. You can hear that game here coming up after the Friday night countdown with the guys that Joe Taylor and that crew will be calling that game right here on AM 1300 The Zone. So let's take another break, and then we'll come back and talk a little college football, maybe some NFL action. But up next, Player of the Week, Spencer Jones.
Spencer Jones.
Sponsored by G10 Academy. So check that stuff out. We'll be right back with more Friday Night Football right here on AM 1300 The Zone. It's the Friday Night Countdown. We'll be right back.
Someday, you'll be chatting around a large granite island. Someday, you'll have that home with an open floor plan and an outdoor fireplace. Someday. Wait, why can't someday be today? At Dries Custom Homes, our sales event is here. Homes in the Austin area from $400,000 to $1 million. Visit DriesHomes.com.
The Friday Night Countdown is sponsored by Dirty Martin's Comeback Burgers on the Drag. Serving up great-tasting burgers, fries, and shakes on the 40 acres since 1926. Come on by Saturdays for the game and check out our cold draft beers on tap and the selection from the full bar. If you bleed orange on Saturdays, bring the family on down to Dirty Martin's for a comeback burger and enjoy some hot onion rings or a frosty milkshake. That's Dirty Martin's on Guadalupe, a Longhorn tradition since 1926. Texas Sports Monthly is available in Austin at over 400 locations around town. With player profiles, coaches interviews, color action photos, in-depth coverage of high school, college, football, and the NFL. The largest free sports publication in Austin, Texas Sports Monthly gives you a closer look at the sports in Central Texas. While football is the main attraction on the menu this season, there's also coverage of local soccer, Texas volleyball, MMA, Austin Spurs basketball, baseball, water and motorsports, and action in the Big 12. Available at all Little Woodrow's, Twin Peaks, Third Base, Dirty Martin Burgers, Randall's Grocery, HEB, and most Thundercloud subs. Can't find a magazine? Read online at TexasSportsMonthly.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. All sports, all Texas, all month. That's Texas Sports Monthly.
Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is proud to support Central Texas High School football. Dr. Kelso is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon who specializes in arthroscopic surgery, knees, and shoulders. He will keep you active and in the game. Book your appointment today. Call 512-339-0440.
Mr. Tramp Sports Pub is your home away from the man cave. Join us on Saturdays for college game day. UT fans are welcome and receive a free appetizer on game day wearing Horns gear. Mr. Tramp's offers great food, huge screens with sound, daily specials, and the best happy hour in North Austin. Check out our NFL action all day on Sundays. And Cowboys fans, when you show up in blue and white with a party of two or more, you receive a free appetizer. Mr. Tramp's offers special event seating for hosting private events and team meetings for sports groups. We host watch parties for the Tennessee Titans, Dallas Cowboys, and our home of the world champion Philadelphia Eagles.
That's the Eagles Nest, Cowboys fans. We'll see you December 9th for the rematch.
Check out the Austin Spurs watch party every match at Mr. Tramp's Sports Pub. Make sure to introduce yourself and join us in singing "Come On, You Spurs." Mr. Tramp's Sports Pub, where North Austin goes for sports. 8565 Research Boulevard at Fairfield Lane. Or visit us online at MrTramps.com. G10 Academy, Austin's premier sports sports training facility. The staff here at G10 believe that with the right level of commitment combined with a highly detailed, regimented, science-based training plan, we can physically and mentally change your athlete in a way that could notably improve the quality of your athlete's athletic career with enhancement in speed, agility/jump training, advanced core development, functional strength, flexibility, nutritional guidance, and confidence. G10 Academy and Coach Granson have had the pleasure to train several of the Austin area's top varsity athletes and want to add you to our family. Please call Coach Granson at 512-953-8465 or visit our website g10academy.com or come by our state-of-the-art facility to visit in person. G10 Academy. Train like a champion today.
The Friday Night Countdown is sponsored by Absolute Propane, offering cylinder filling station, propane cylinder transportation, storage, and use. Absolute honesty, absolute integrity, absolute passion, absolute propane, and all that we do. That's Absolute Propane. Visit online at absolutepropane.com.
AM 1300, The Zone. The Friday Night Countdown Player of the Week, brought to you by G10 Academy, Austin's premier sports training academy.
Hey, y'all, this is Steven Ryan. I have senior linebacker Spencer Jones of Vandegrift with us this week. Spencer, y'all just pulled off the first perfect season in school history. How did it feel to pull that off? And tell me about all the hard work and dedication that went into accomplishing that feat. I'm sure it wasn't easy.
No, it wasn't easy. It showed that our summer workouts really paid off. All the dedication that everyone put into the program this year and all the hard work that we did is showing out, and it feels great to finally go to NFL and finally my senior season. We finally had our breakout year and we're still ready to go run the playoffs and for the state title. But it feels good to go out with a bang, knowing that we were the first perfect season in school history, perfect regular season as that.
Y'all gave up just 13 points per game on defense, tops in the district. What was it about the way y'all were coached, the talent y'all possess, and the way y'all played together as a unit that made y'all so good on that side of the ball?
Well, basically, we know that we don't have to worry about anyone else doing their job. We focus a lot on that and doing your job. So I know as a linebacker, I don't have to worry about the D-line running the right stunt or doing anything wrong because I know they're going to do it. And then same thing on the coverage side. I know that our DBs are going to make plays. They're going to call some of the right coverages. They're going to come down and make tackles if they need to, and then they're going to hit the ball down when the ball's in the area. And I think that's why I let them the least amount of points in the district, because we're so balanced everywhere, and we don't have to rely on anyone else to do the job, because we know we just do our job, we'll just fine.
Spencer, you actually missed the first two games with an injury, but came back strong and ended up leading the team in tackles per game. What was it like coming back from that injury, and how were you able to come back so strong and have such a great season the way you did?
At first, it sucked those first two games, especially playing Cedar Park, and that's you know, I wanted to beat forever. But although watching my guy beat him was fantastic, but coming back, I just knew that it was going to be my senior season. I was going to go out strong, and I just gave everything I had for my team every single game. And I think that's what led to me how I was playing this year.
As we said earlier, first perfect season in school history, but there's still work to be done with the playoffs right around the corner. What's going to be the key to keeping this winning streak going and making a deep playoff run?
Everyone, like I said, just doing your job. With defense is going to, I know defense is going to get stopped. I know offense is going to put up points. We're just going to do our job and let it all happen, because we're good enough to win state.
Spencer, thanks for your time and good luck in the playoffs.
The Friday Night Countdown Player of the Week, brought to you by G10 Academy. Train like a champion. Let's get back to the AM 1300 The Zone Studios and your host, Russell Dowden.
All right, welcome back to the Friday Night Countdown. Yeah, good stuff from Spencer Jones. They got their hands full tonight.
Just got to go do their job.
Got to do their job.
That's what we all got to do.
Yeah, but that's
Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick.
He's coaching him up over there. That's what you got to do.
Just do your
job. That's what you got to do. Everyone plays assignment football. You know what? Defense is all about assignment football, man.
Quick shout out. Shane over at G10 Academy mentioned to me, they said, Leo Lowen, Sage Luther, along with about four other starters from Westlake, all worked out at G10 Academy, right, including Taylor Anderson.
I need to go there, man.
Yeah, we need to both go over there.
I just need to work out. I got to go somewhere, man.
Over there and run a 40. Good stuff over there, though, the guys at G10. So, Let's do fourth and long. You want to do fourth and long?
Our
picks for...
Right. I got two Austin area high school football playoff sleepers, all right?
All right.
These are my sleepers. And when I say sleepers, I don't mean they're... I'm not sure if they're going to go all the way to state, but I think they're going to go farther than, you know, people expect them to.
Okay.
Number one is Hendrickson, all right? And they got a mega matchup tonight against Cy Ranch. Cy Ranch, 10-0. They are the only team that beat Westlake this year.
Oh, wow.
They are top 10 in the state. But here's my thing with Hendrickson, all right? They're 7-2. They just got, look, first off, they got a great defense, all right? In an era where a lot of defenses are just trying to get, praying and trying to get off the field, please, get me off the field. Let's hold them to a field goal. You know, they're just trying to cause some turnover, just do, you know, wreak havoc without really getting stops. Hendrickson is out there trying to dominate, all right? Because they have the personnel to do that.
Well, they put up, what, 56 against Round Rock?
Yeah.
That was a shootout against them, wasn't it?
Right. Was that? No, that was Cedar Ridge. Yeah. Well, I mean, the Round Rock game was a high scoring game too. But Hendrickson again, they got Shaylen Robinson, defensive tackle, Clifton Styles, that middle linebacker going to San Diego State, Curly Young going to Cal at outside linebacker, Miles Brooks on the back end going to Arkansas. They're giving up just 16.6 points per game. What they got to do is they got to take care of the ball, because that's what cost them their two losses this year. Do your job. They had 8 turnovers combined in their losses to Vanderbilt and Cedar Ridge.
You gotta take care of the ball.
I was at the Vanderbilt game. They had 5 turnovers in that game, and some of them were just like the quarterback just dropping the ball on an option.
That was a big game. That was early in the season,
and they were still in that game late in the fourth quarter. Mm. So had they just not lost the turnover ball 5-0, they might have beaten
Vanderbilt. That's a game. You know that game. I thought Vanderbilt was going to lose to them that game.
Yeah, I thought so too. So I kind of like Hendrickson to maybe pull off an upset here. I don't know. Cy Ranch is going to be tough to beat. The Hawks are going to have to bring their A game, but I feel like the Hawks' A game is really good. And if they can put it all together, take care, do your job, don't make mistakes, play clean football, they can win this game. My other sleeper, Georgetown Eastview. They're going to Alamo Heights tonight. ECU actually has the best point differential in their district. They average 38.9 points per game, give up just 21.7. Those are numbers.
Really?
Those are really good numbers. They beat they finished the year by beating Cedar Creek 40-3 and Elgin 38-7 to lock up their playoff spot. Their two district losses, they had second half leads against Brenham and Glenn, but just couldn't hold on. Their other losses were to 6A programs, Westwood, New Braunfels Canyon.
Well, congratulations to them.
Yeah, no, they're not done. They're not done, though. They're going to go.
You heard it first. Steve Ryan's going with them on fourth and long.
They're going to go to Heights. They're going to get an upset. Zion Hester is just absolute dynamite at running back. Jackson Colson at quarterback is really good. Devon Little, a playmaker out wide. And then on defense, Stephon Reyes leads the team in tackles at middle linebacker. And they have a sophomore safe named Isaiah Quinton Jackson, who's got 2 picks, 7 pass deflections, and 1 kickoff return for a touchdown. He's a guy we're going to hear a lot of over the next couple of years.
All right, my fourth and long for this week on those, my 2 picks for fourth and long, I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with that Maynard at Dripping.
I think
like we spoke earlier in the show that district that they're in is tough. They lost those last 3, Georgetown, Hutto, and
good.
You know, they
and
lost
Cedar those.
Cedar
Park. That's
and Cedar
good.
Park, yeah. They ended strong, made the playoffs. I think that Maynard is underrated, so I'm going to maybe end Dripping. I'll take Maynard on the upset over there. Just maybe we should have had the catfish. Maybe we should have had the catfish over there. My other pick for that, for this week, fourth and long, would probably be I'm going to go with Leander Glenn.
Okay.
And Medina Valley. I think Leander Glenn's won that district this year.
Totally.
And, maybe they come out and escape another week.
Also, I want to give a shout to Regents. Everyone's talking about the state title contenders, Hutto, Westlake, Liberty Hill. Let's talk about Regents, all right? They start their playoff trek tonight.
One of our coaches' corner earlier
in
the year.
Yes, against Victoria St. Joseph. Mm-hmm. So, Taps, it's only a 16-team bracket. So, they only got 4 weeks instead of 6 weeks to win state. But shout out to Regents. Let's go next.
All right, yeah. Let's see what those guys can do. Some headlines. Let's move on to maybe a little. You wanted to talk a little Texas Iowa State?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
We can.
I'm excited.
I'm planning to go.
I don't have tickets yet. I'm just going to show up, and we'll see what happens. You know,
you can probably get a ticket. It's a cold game.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly. You know, or I'll just, you know, walk in. I'll be like, oh, Texas Sports Monthly. So, and they'll be like, yeah, okay, right.
Well, listen, I think let's talk about Herman and this matchup. That's two top 20 teams facing each other.
It's a big game. A long
18
line.
Look, and
both of these teams still have Big 12 championship aspirations. If Texas wins and West Virginia beats OU next week, Texas will be in the Big 12 championship game. Similarly for Iowa State, if Iowa State wins and OU beats West Virginia, then Iowa State's in the Big 12 championship game. So there's a lot on the line.
Because
you know?
They beat West Virginia.
Yeah, exactly. So the playoff is probably out of the question, but the Big 12 championship is still out for within reach for both of these schools. So it's going to be exciting.
As a diehard Longhorn fan, I'm hoping that they can win this week, pulled out the last week against Kansas, and maybe get a little help, like you said, with West Virginia and Oklahoma. But I would love for them just to go out with a 10-win season and then build on that. And then if they get to, you know, 10 wins next year, then we can start talking about whether or not Texas is back. But you're right, by the standard, from what we're used to, we talked about this off-air, yes, the 10-win season is the standard for Texas.
It wasn't just winning 10 games. It was doing it consistently,
year after year.
That's why I say back-to-back 10-win seasons, that's when I say Texas is back.
I would agree with that.
My dad plays a lot of golf. He has this one bet he does with some friends. It's called the prove-it bet, where after you win a hole, you have to at least make a par on the next hole, or else you don't get your money for that hole you won. So Texas has to prove it. Well, first of all, they got to get 10 wins this year, which they still can do, you know, with the bowl game, you know. But we'll see. Iowa State's a really good team. Matt Campbell has just completely changed what the Cyclones are all about.
Yeah, their defense is strong.
They are very good on the defensive side of the ball, and they do it with only three down linemen. They have. It's amazing how they stop the run. They don't even look like they're committing to it, and they still stop it all the time.
I wish they would wear those black uniforms that they had against West Virginia.
Their passing game with Brock Purdy and, gosh, what's the receiver's name? I'm blanking on the receiver's name right now.
I don't know.
Oh, I hate everything.
But
right
I'm thinking
now.
Longhorns on that game, just in a close one. But I think it is going to be a close game.
I think Texas pulls it out, too. They're playing at home. There's going to be a lot of emotion with it being senior night. But it could go either way, dude. I mean, Brock Purdy's really good. And David Montgomery, I think, will be out for the first half. But, you know, they beat Oklahoma State without David Montgomery earlier this year. So they can still win games without him. But, yeah, I got Texas in this game. I do. I'm so impressed by what Sam Ellinger's done this year, the strides he's made as a quarterback.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what he's going to do, as a junior.
It's incredible. You know, the big thing with him last offseason was he's got to cut down the interceptions. He's got to cut down the mistakes. And he has not thrown a pick since the Maryland game.
Yeah, that's a record. You know? That's a
and
Big
so
12 record.
That makes me think whatever the big thing he's got to work on this next offseason, probably better consistency. Yeah, you know, he's going to get that done, and he's going to be a monster. Now, he might be the best quarterback in the
Real
Big 12
quick,
next year.
Real quick, as we wrap up here, Chase Griffin, this came in from Rick Epstein under the lights over on the other station Wednesday nights. Chase Griffin moved past Kyler Murray in all-time yards and most TDs, ranks 12th and 11th now in all-time Texas high school football. Chase Griffin coming into last night's game had 43 touchdowns and over 10,218 passing yards going into last night's five-touchdown game.
Right, and
he's at 48 touchdowns.
They may have Angleton next week, which is a really big second-round game potentially for the Hippos.
So keep your eyes on the Hutto Hippos, folks. They are a real deal, and I think they're still going to be around in another couple of weeks. So we will wrap this one up and get to our game at Vandergrift. And so good stuff this week. We'll see you next week on the Friday Night Countdown. It's AM 1300, The Zone.
Need your fix at home?
Yeah.
Just say, Alexa, play AM 1300 The Zone on iHeartRadio.
Okay.
Go Roberts Power Wash is a proud sponsor of Texas high school football. Specializing in residential driveways, walkways, solar panels, pools, cars, boats, fences, gutters, and grills. Commercially, Go Roberts Power Wash also supports parking lots, sidewalks, patios, fences, roof gutters, marinas, boats, cars, and more. Visit online at GoRobertsPowerWash.com. That's GoRobertsPowerWash.com.
Jason's Deli Westlake welcomes you every day at 3300 Bee Caves Road. It serves bigger choices of better food for all four seasons, winter, spring, summer, and football. Feeding school spirit, it's a family thing. Visit jasonsdeli.com.
Someday, you'll be chatting around a large granite island. Someday, you'll have that home with an open floor plan and an outdoor fireplace. Someday. Wait, why can't someday be today? At Dries Custom Homes, our sales event is here. Homes in the Austin area from $400,000 to $1 million. Visit DriesHomes.com.
The Friday Night Countdown is sponsored by Dirty Martin's Comeback Burgers on the Drag. Serving up great tasting burgers, fries, and shakes on the 40 acres since 1926. Come on by Saturdays for the game and check out our cold draft beers on tap and the selection from the full bar. If you bleed orange on Saturdays, bring the family on down to Dirty Martin's for a comeback burger and enjoy some hot onion rings or a frosty milkshake. That's Dirty Martin's on Guadalupe, a Longhorn tradition since 1926. Texas Sports Monthly is available in Austin at over 400 locations around town. With player profiles, coaches interviews, color action photos, in-depth coverage of high school, college, football, and the NFL. The largest free sports publication in Austin, Texas Sports Monthly gives you a closer look at the sports in Central Texas. While football is the main attraction on the menu this season, there's also coverage of local soccer, Texas volleyball, MMA, Austin Spurs basketball, baseball, water and motorsports, and action in the Big 12. Available at all Little Woodrow's, Twin Peaks, Third Base, Dirty Martin Burgers, Randall's Grocery, HEB, and most Thundercloud subs. Can't find a magazine? Read online at TexasSportsMonthly.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. All sports, all Texas, all month. That's Texas Sports Monthly.